Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
One of the favorite things that we like to do on the Business News Hour is something we call a small business spotlight. And this fits right in because on the 30th of November, it's Small Business Saturday. And with me from the studio is Lauren Campbell. And we'll let Lauren tell you what she does, and she does a lot of stuff, and what it is that she's doing to celebrate Small Business Saturday. Lauren, welcome back to the Business News. You've been here before.
I have. Thank you.
And you are a noted photographer.
Thank you. Yep. I do photography, and I also own the studio in Windsor Heights.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the photography side of your business. What do you specialize in?
I would say I specialize in families. I also do a few preschools, which are a ton of fun.
Really?
To get all the little kids. A lot of times it's their first school photo. So mom and dad are always really excited to see those. And then I do a few weddings as well.
Yeah. Family-oriented photographer. Is this business, you know, I know several photographers, and one of the things that digital equipment has done is allow you to check the photos right away, but it's also allowed lots of people who may not be very talented list themselves as photographers.
You know, we all start somewhere. And if I pull up photos that I took when I first became a business, I cringe sometimes, and let alone the ones I took before I was legally a business. So I think there's room for all of us.
Yeah.
You know, the more, the merrier, I would say. I think families are loyal to their photographer.
Sure.
And I think people find their photographer from word of mouth. So they see their friends' photos that they liked online, and they inquire about the photographer through that way.
And that's the Lauren Campbell photography side of what she does. Mm-hmm. But this is another interesting thing. You kind of sort of have this space
mm-hmm.
that is kind of a co-working, but not really co-working. It's really an anomaly for lots of reasons. Tell us about the studio.
Absolutely. So the studio in Windsor Heights is, I call it a shared use studio that is available to photographers, yoga instructors, other creative types, and small business owners to, add a little bit more legitimacy to your business, but also as a place to meet with clients. And if you're a photographer, to take photographs as well. But I get all sorts of people renting here at the studio. So perhaps you are starting a small consulting business in addition to your day job, and your business is too large to meet at Starbucks anymore, or too large to be in your home, but you want a place to meet clients that really has the professionalism that you are aiming for. So the studio allows, at a really low either monthly rate or hourly rate, a place for you to meet clients that's outside of the coffee shop environment with some other amenities. Like, we've got a big screen TV, we've got water and coffee, you know, those creature comforts that you would have if you had your own business or your own retail location.
And individuals can then, as you said, they can rent it out on an ongoing basis, on a monthly basis, mm-hmm. or even an hourly basis. Wow. How it's called the studio.
Yep.
And I want to make sure that people understand that it's not simply for photographers or yoga people.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So it's kind of an empty box, so to speak, with some couches and chairs. We do have some photography equipment that's available for photographers to use, but it can be used for so much more. So I've had people that have taught workshops here. I've had people that have had a Tupperware party here. So it's just kind of a flexible space that maybe an event is a little too large for your home, or you want a little bit more professionalism than in your home, that this is kind of that in between getting your own retail space or your own commercial office.
Sure.
And before that big step, I think.
And one of the cool things about it, and we're doing this on a hyper-local basis, ladies and gentlemen, so those of you who are listening in Canada and in Germany, if you're not making a trip to Central Iowa anytime soon, you're kind of out of the mix here. But what is really cool about this is that your location in Windsor Heights in this great little village, you are in the center of everything. You're 15 minutes from almost anywhere in the greater Des Moines metro.
Absolutely. So we're right here on University, just, you know, a couple blocks off of 235 and 10 minutes from everywhere in the Des Moines metro. So it's a great location with nice foot traffic. We've got some parking out front, parking out back. And I think it's a really easy place for clients to find, no matter where they are in the metro area. It's pretty easy to get to.
And one of the cool things, and I know this because I have used this place in the past, simply for some chamber activities and things, but one of the cool things is you've integrated technology into the operation so that people have a code that they can get into your building.
Definitely. Yeah. So that's a little different than some of the other.
You don't have to sit here. You don't have to give somebody a key.
Exactly. So there's a couple other spaces similar to mine of around town. One thing that sets me apart is that when you're here, you're the only one that's here.
Right.
So you reserve your time online, and then we automatically email you codes for the door and the alarm 48 hours, 24 hours, and then just in case you forgot, 1 hour before your reserved time, so that you can let yourself in the back door. It includes like the Wi-Fi code, all that good information that you'd need in order to make the most of your time here.
Yeah, it's called The Studio, ladies and gentlemen. We will have links up on our radio blog so that you can learn more about it. So, all right, so we've given the story of what it is that you do. We tickled this with Small Business Saturday.
Yeah.
How in the world does The Studio and Small Business Saturday work together?
Yeah, so I know that there's a lot of small businesses that are taking advantage of the space that we offer, and maybe that sounds bad, but that use this space. And so I think part of Small Business Saturday is also giving back or making it easier for other small businesses. And so I'm doing a discounted rate for gift certificates for businesses to purchase for future time. So maybe this is helping them use up some of that that money before they have to calculate their taxes at the end of the year, or just to buy at a discounted rate. So that way they've got some time ready on the books for next year.
Yeah, so the opportunity to go ahead and utilize the studio for whatever business reason that you have, and you can purchase these discounted.
Yeah, discounted. It's a gift certificate, so you could you don't have to commit to any date or time at this point. So you're just prepaying for your gift certificate at 30% off.
All right. Wow, and that's a motivator because, you know, 30% off is pretty, and it's not that it's that expensive anyway in the first place.
No, we're pretty reasonable. That's for sure. Yeah,
exactly. And so this would be kind of a cool thing, a Small Business Saturday opportunity. If you know somebody and you're thinking, well, you know, I know somebody that's doing the side hustle and they're growing a little bit and it would really be nice for them to have a place to go, you could buy this for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. And again, we will have links to all of this up on our radio blog. Hey, tell us just for kicks and giggles, and I wasn't expecting to ask you this question, any more interesting stories of the types of folk? I mean, I don't want you to ID anybody, but have you? Because people that I know that are in the hospitality business can tell some wild stories about individuals who.
Yeah. So I had a manager from California contact me about a musician on tour, and they wanted a venue for about 24. They had sold 24 tickets, and they wanted it was like an acoustic live show.
Yeah.
And so a musician from Illinois was here last Friday night and had a set here with, I think there were about 30 people. It was kind of standing room only and got rave reviews. So that was another way that I didn't expect a concert to take place here that, you know, when we were finishing the place and laying flooring and painting. I never thought a concert would be here, but they loved the space, and that has just been really meaningful.
How did they find you?
I think just a Google search. So they found it online, and I said, you know, I wanted to make sure they knew that this wasn't the largest space available, but
they don't want that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're an acoustic show, and they can and could they bring their own stuff in too?
Yeah, so they brought in you know, all their musical instruments, of course, and then we've got chairs here. We've got I think 14 or 15 folding chairs. So we had some seating available, and then they had standing room, and people can bring in outside stuff too. We've hosted graduation parties here.
So food and beverage?
Absolutely. Yeah. We don't have any restrictions on that kind of stuff. So we've had a couple people that have taught workshops here. We've got actually on this Saturday, we have a time management workshop that someone is hosting here. We've had somebody video kind of like an online course for people to download that they did all their video here. So it's just really neat to see other people. Yeah. Exactly.
How about that? It's called The Studio, and it is a Small Business Saturday opportunity for you to engage with The Studio and maybe get some discounted rates as you partake in the very nice space that Lauren has. Lauren, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Once again, that's friend of the broadcast, Lauren Campbell from The Studio, and we'll have links to The Studio up on our radio blog. It is Small Business Saturday week, and coming up, we'll have some tips about Small Business Saturday and how you can make your event special and rewarding and profitable. It's coming up.